It's time for Making Democracy Work, a program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Olga Weiss.
With us this morning is Mr. Highland Hill, the Director of the Building and Development Service Department for the City of Springfield. We'll talk about the responsibilities of the department to ensure that safe buildings are constructed in our city and that qualified people are doing the job. Welcome to the program, Mr. Hill.
Thank you very much for having me on air. Thank you.
Please tell us about your background and when you accepted the director's position with the Building and Development Services.
Sure. I am a graduate of the University of Arkansas School of Architecture in 1989. I'm a licensed architect with the state of Missouri, and I've been licensed since 1994. And upon graduation, I took a job here in Springfield to do my internship. And then an opportunity became available at the City of Springfield back in around 94. And I came on board with the City of Springfield as an inspector, worked my way up through to plan review, and then project facilitator. And spent about 9 years in employment with the City of Springfield. Then an opportunity presented itself. I went back out into private practice and worked with a local firm, JPS and Associates, for about 5 years, and then decided to go out on my own and do my own business and consulting work. And that was during the time of about the recession that hit around 2008. So my timing was impeccable. But at any rate, I was able to piece a few things together, and eventually I worked out at the Springfield-Branson National Airport during that time, and then eventually worked with OTC at 2011 as their college architect. And then opportunity for the City of Springfield came up again as project facilitator and then eventually director. And I began working as a director in 2018 of January.
Wonderful. Now that you have been on the job for a while, give us a brief overview of how the department meets the needs of every type of construction in the city.
Well, in carrying out the department's mission, staff processes and administers plan review and approval of construction documents for commercial projects. We ensure compliance with adopted codes and ordinances. Permits are issued for construction, and the inspection program monitors construction for compliance. Building Development Services also administers the land use program that processes and inspects nuisance complaints related to properties neglected with trash, debris, weeds, unfit dwellings, and dangerous buildings.
All right. Since your department deals with every type of building project that requires a permit, what is the process for obtaining one, and what is the best way to contact you?
Well, developers and designers will access the e-city, and they will request submittal, upload to our project docs software, and then we process that and go through a plan review process for approval. And if the plans are compliant with our adopted codes, we then will approve that for issuance of permits.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about eCity seminars.
Those are being hosted by the city and our department for contractors, developers, owners, general public. They are invited to attend one of three sessions scheduled for February 27th, February 28th, and March 1st. Those are going to be held from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Springfield Art Museum located at 1111 East Brookside Drive. Topics that will be covered will include how to set up an eCity account, requesting and creating projects, adding applicants, understanding and obtaining permits, scheduling inspections, among addressing specific other questions that attendees may have. You can register online at springfieldmo.gov/eCityseminar or call 417-864-1010.
You also attend neighborhood team meetings. Tell us about that.
Yes. On a monthly basis, we meet with each of the neighborhood associations, and we discuss cases that are active and discuss new cases and complaints. And also, we talk about ways that we can corroborate and work together to address nuisance and abatement of issues in neighborhoods.
Wonderful. That sounds like people are involved in making democracy work. Thank you, Mr. Hill, for being here, and thank you for listening. Our guest today has been Harlan Hill, Director of Building Development Services with the City of Springfield. I'm Ilga Weiss for the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and previous ones are on the web at ksmu.org.